Logalog looked worried. He knew something was wrong with the plan as soon as he spotted the tiny fire on the shore. Then his view was obscured as the hulks of the two ships loomed large in the dark.
Finbar, did you see? There's hardly any beast on shore.
The sea otter thumped the prow with his paw.
Barnacles and bilgewater! I should have known 'twouldn't be all plain sailing. Hark though, mate, they must be all aboard the Shaloo. See the lights shining from our ports and listen to that racket. They're having some sort of feast below decks. All the better for us, they won't hear the mallet.
Logalog stared at him incredulously.
You're not still thinking of scuttling the Shaloo?
Finbar was already slipping over the side into the inky seawater.
Course I am, messmate. I ain't leaving no sea rat ship afloat to come chasing after us. Pass me those tools,
he said as he stretched out a paw. With a grunt of resignation, Logalog grabbed the implements and dived over the side into the sea. He bobbed up beside Finbar and passed him the heavy mallet.
You're right, of course. Let's get it done.
As they swam off, the four boats hove to on the seaward side of the Pearl Queen. Joseph seized hold of a rope that trailed down from the deck high above.
Come on, let's steal ourselves a ship.
Blaggett, bosun of the Pearl Queen, was lying half asleep beside the mainmast, consoling himself with a flagon of seaweed grog. There were only himself and six crew left aboard, while the others feasted and roistered aboard the Shaloo. Still, a ship had to have a watch, and at least the bad-tempered Cap'n Slip was ashore. He took a pull at the flagon, wiping a grubby paw across his lips. He blinked twice. Was that a mouse and a big rabbit just come aboard? Blaggett staggered upright.
Ahoy, you two! What in the name of fishes you do?
Thunk! Rosie's slingstone collided with his jaw, sending him staggering backward. Tripping over the combing, he fell into the hold with a loud bang. As the rest of the watch came pouring out onto the deck, disturbed by the shouting and the noise, Joseph shrugged.
Good shot, Rosie. Pity you never dropped him where he sat.
Hon Rosie fitted another stone to her sling.
Sat? The blighter was standing. Look out!
Joseph swung his loaded sling without letting its stone go and caught a second rat neatly across the skull, dropping him like a log. Then the shrews swarmed aboard, rapiers clenched in their teeth, followed by Duddy, Roof and Formall. Duddy went down with a piercing yell as the flat of a sea rat cutlass smacked him across the back of his head. The rat stood over him, raising his weapon, about to strike, when Roof Brush came whistling through the air on a sail rope and booted him overboard. Roof swung back and forth, doing what the sea otter had told him to do, growl. As he careered to and fro, Roof's bottom accidentally bumped another sea rat, who was perched on the ship's rail ready to dive on Formall. The rat was knocked overboard into the sea. Still growling in his most ferocious manner, Roof slipped from the rope, rendering another rat senseless as he landed with a bump on the unfortunate creature's head. Throwing valor to the winds, the remaining two sea rats took one glance at the invaders and hurled themselves overboard. Joseph sprang to the foredeck, gazing anxiously across the dark waters at the vessel's Shaloo. Hon Rosie joined him.
Hi ho, and away we go on our very own stolen ship. Come on, Joseph, you old stick in the mud, what's up?
The bellmaker nodded toward the Shaloo.
Look, our noise must have roused the sea rats. The ship's swarming with them. Finbar and Logalog are in trouble.
Through the darkness, the two creatures could barely be seen, swimming toward the Pale Queen as sea rats hailed spears, arrows and slingstones at them. Joseph began shouting orders.
Get some ropes. Throw them out to Finbar and Logalog as soon as they get close enough. Archers, slingers, give those sea rats something to think about. Keep their heads down so they can't get our friends in the water. The rest of you, make ready to sail. Stand by to slip anchor. Get up in the rigging and loose the sails. Hurry!